This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The final two trading weeks of 2025 were a little quiet. With traders squaring positions and days off from trading for holidays in the middle of each week, volume was light. What will the landscape look like in the ag marketplace as 2026 gets underway fully next week? We will hear more from Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
Normal trading volume will resume next week with a full week of trading ahead of some important reports, says Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net.
Well, you will be bringing back the full volume. A lot of the fund traders do shut down for the last 2 weeks of the year. They will come back in, so you'll be bringing volume back in. On the grain market specifically, we'll be dialing in on that big January crop report on January 12th, I believe it is. That's going to give us final production estimates as well as demand revisions. So that is going to be the next really big market-moving event, report-wise for the grain market. We're also going to be finally caught up on the CFTC report as we get through the end of the year. That's also a good sign, so we'll have a better handle where the funds are at.
In addition to preparing for the reports in January, McCormick says that all eyes will be trained on the weather in South America.
And then lastly, we'll be watching the weather in South America. Brazil weather looks fantastic, plain and simple. They're getting the rain they've got. That's part of the reason why the beans are under pressure. Argentina, something we're watching a little bit. They're a little bit dry in parts of Argentina. The further south they go, a little bit drier they are. Not a lot of rain in the next 5 to 7 days. The market's not trading that because the longer range maps are suggesting the rain moving back into Argentina here in the longer range maps. Now, if those rains would start to falter and not come in, potentially that could start to get the trade's attention as we flip the calendar into 2026.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, visit iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.